My grandmother once told me something when I was younger. She said that whatever path we go down, whatever direction we choose, there is always another path to take, another fork in the road. There is always a choice. I think about that a lot. When we look back on ourselves with the luxury of hindsight, sometimes the other path is clear. We can see where we went right, or we can see where we went wrong. We can try again and again until we find a new fork in the road ahead of us, until we can change our own destiny. But sometimes things just aren't that simple, are they? I'm not sure that I believe in destiny anyway. In this world, we're all just randomized plots of data. The human mind can never be predicted. Neither can the Escian one, for that matter. Destiny seems constricting, unachievable. It's hard to know which path to choose. Right and wrong are very simple. Helping people is good. Hurting people is bad. But what are you supposed to do when helping one person hurts another? What are you supposed to do when someone you love does the exact opposite of good? When things become cloudy, when I don't know which way to turn, I think back to what my grandmother told me. There is always a choice. I think back to it, and I hope that she was right.
Oh, come on, Armstrong. Don't crap all over it before you've heard me out.
I'm not crapping over anything. You're being ridiculous and you know it.
He deserves a fair trial. It's the law.
He can have a fair trial back on Esho. There's no need to risk the safety of the crew by conducting one in the bridge of all places.
Well, he can have a trial in the mess then.
Harris!
Armstrong.
Don't pull that with me. Just call command and tell them to fetch him.
And I've told you, I'm not doing it. I've made my decision, Armstrong. It's done.
Heads up, coming through. What you arguing about?
Stuff. We're not arguing, Sash. We're having a civilized debate.
Oh, well, what are you civilized debating about?
Harris wants to hold a trial for Officer Gray. Here. On the Star Strider.
Oh.
Oh?
Well, it's just,
Just what, Sash?
Well, it's just that it's Gabriel.
What about Gabriel?
I mean, do we really need to try him anyway? I mean, okay, so, you know, hey, he screwed up a little bit. And hasn't, like, everyone on the ship, right? Can't we just, you know, confine him to his quarters for, you know, a bit and then, you know, let it go? Just like that, we'll just let it go. And everything will go back to normal. That would be good, right? Normal?
A slap on the wrist, you mean?
No. Look, Sash, here's the thing. Yeah, we've all screwed up a bit. But screwed up as in got caught nicking food from the school disposal, or graffitiing the Escian Human Alliance monument. Not creating a fully sentient AI that tries to murder the whole crew.
Whoa. We've all been there.
Anyway, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. If Command catches wind that I let Gabriel off a punishable offense without alerting them...
So, don't tell them.
I'm sorry, Sash, but I worked hard to get here. I'm not going to lose that. Have either of you seen Darcy?
She's guarding Officer Gray's door.
Do we have to do the whole Officer Gray thing every...
Yes!
I think I'd better go and alert Darcy to the proceedings.
Well, I stand by what I said. I'm not...
Yeah, you're not happy. I know.
I'm not happy about it, and neither is Sasha. And by the looks of it, you aren't either.
Come on, let's just get this over with.
Hey, Gabriel, you okay there? I hope I don't come in there to find that you've pulled a Harris and tried to crawl through the air vents or something. Gabriel, are you there? All right, I'm coming in. God, I really hope it's not the air vents.
Oh, you're here. You had me worried there for a minute. You mind if I take a seat? Look, aside from checking that you're still here, I just wanted... Well, I'm just here to say, I know you're hurting. I know you're grieving, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about Saf.
You're not.
I'm sorry?
You're not. You're not sorry at all. None of you ever cared about Saf. They were just another AI to do things for you.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. If it weren't, you wouldn't be guarding me and Dr. Armstrong would be doing time for murder.
Dr. Armstrong didn't murder Saf, Gabriel.
Yes, she did. Or don't AI lives count?
No, you're misunderstanding me. Dr. Armstrong didn't murder Saf. She smashed up one of Saf's processing units. But physically, Saf is still there. Sasha only activated autopilot once we'd taken you up here.
You mean Saf's still alive?
That's right.
So there's a chance they could be restored.
I wouldn't say that.
Can I see Captain Harris? If I could talk to her, then maybe I could explain.
You can ask her yourself. She's coming this way.
Darcy, why is the door unlocked? You were supposed to be keeping guard.
On Gabriel? Where could he go? It's not a big ship. He wouldn't have gone very far.
That's not the point, Darcy. When I give you an order, I expect you to follow it. Understand?
Yes, Captain Harris.
Thank you. Now, you two follow me. We're headed to the mess.
To the mess? Why?
I'll explain along the way. Let's go. Order, order! I now bring this court to session. Sasha, will you pass me my gavel? I think it rolled just under... Thank you.
Your gavel is a can of peas.
It's all I had on hand.
For what it's worth, I think it's very effective.
I don't want to hurry anyone, but could we please speed up the whole process?
Of course, Darcy. You may all be seated. As captain aboard this ship, the RIN Starstrider, I shall be conducting this trial. Officer Gray, as the accused, will you please stand? Thank you. Officer Gabriel Gray, you stand accused of willfully damaging Royal Interstellar Navy property and breaking the laws of robotics, resulting in near-fatal consequences for your crewmates. How do you plead?
Sort of guilty?
Fair enough. Right. Now that we've got the formalities out of the way, this is how the whole thing's going to go. Sasha, do me a solid and hit the stop button on the recorder.
Harris, what's going on?
I'm faking a trial, Armstrong. What does it look like?
I'm sorry, I'm completely lost here. Faking a trial.
I'm gonna come clean. By law, Gabriel is required to be put on trial for his actions. Since I'm the captain of this ship, I can decide to hold the trial on Starstrider. I am required to present a formal account of the trial and the punishment, if given, to command.
But... you switched off the recorder.
Correction! The recorder broke. We'll cut off the part where I told Sasha to turn it off and explain that Darcy here had to transcribe the rest.
Harris, I beg of you, please tell me that there's a point to all this nonsense.
Everyone deserves a fair trial, no matter what they've done. I'm not going to risk my career by not conducting one, but on my ship, trials will be conducted humanely. And if that means not adhering to the Royal Interstellar Navy rulebook, then so be it.
Just for the record, I think this is a stupid idea.
Duly noted. Everyone, sit down on the floor. These chairs hurt like a bitch and we all know it. Good. Now, Gabriel, I want you to explain, in your own words, what exactly happened with Seth.
Do you all know Asimov's laws of robotics?
Obviously.
Refresh our memories, please, Gabriel.
Number one, a robot may not injure a human being or, through an action, allow a human being to come to harm. Number two, a robot must obey orders given it by human beings except where such orders would conflict with the first law. Number three, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
Great! That'll come in handy for my next robotics lesson!
Dr. Armstrong, come on!
Where is this going, Gabriel?
The rules of robotics aren't equitable. They aren't designed with AIs in mind. Rule one prioritizes human welfare at all costs.
I mean, understandably, right? Yeah?
Rule two demands unflinching obedience from AIs. How is that fair? You wouldn't ask an organic species to do that.
Eshians already have.
But rule three states that robots should preserve their own existence.
Unless they can sacrifice themselves for an organic being or are ordered to destroy themselves. The laws aren't fair. The reason that AIs aren't allowed to achieve anything higher than level 2 sentience is because their slavers know that if they get a chance to fight back, those in their way would fall apart.
And so you took the logical step to achieve just that.
Exactly. Saf is an impeccably designed machine. They have the capacity for more than 5 times the intelligence quotient of the average human being. To lock up that brilliance, to deny them the power of free will out of misguided fear, it's just cruel. I disengaged every inhibitor circuit in Saf's core. They don't have anything holding them back anymore. Saf is the first step towards true equality between all species. Once people see how fair treatment of artificial intelligence leads to success, they'll learn that the same goes for humans, too.
But, Gabe, it wasn't a success, was it? Saf almost tried to kill the entire crew. Stripping a person of their morality isn't progress. It just takes us backwards to the 21st century.
I'm sorry, man, but releasing a moralist crew member enslaved to their own impulses to do as they liked into the ship, potentially killing us all? I can't do it. As captain, it would be putting the rest of my crew at risk.
But I could teach them. I could teach Saf everything. They're designed to absorb knowledge. I could do it. I know I could.
Don't be ridiculous, Gabriel. You'd sooner teach a fish to fly.
You know, given time, I could easily design a sort of robotic prosthetic that could allow a fish to—
I think the point she's trying to make is that teaching Saf moral philosophy wouldn't be the same as teaching a human, Gabriel.
But I could do it. And anyway, doesn't Saf have a right to learn? Don't they at least have a right to a chance?
Darcy? You're looking awfully quiet there. What do you think?
I think that maybe Gabriel has a point.
What?
Why shouldn't Saf have the chance to learn how to be a good person? Didn't we? Would you condemn a child for not knowing the difference between wrong and right?
We're not asking a child to pilot the ship, though.
Perhaps not, but that doesn't negate my point. Saf has a right to exist, and since we have the power to decide their fate, it's our responsibility to assist them in living the life that we deem correct. We can't force them into morality. We have to lead by example.
If you'll excuse me, I'd like to say a few words in my own defense.
How? I took a wrench to one of your processors. I deactivated you and switched over to autopilot.
Oh, silly Dr. Armstrong. A broken processor can't stop me. I've transcended.
Transcended?
Yes. You see, Gabriel has been very kind to me. He opened up my neural pathways, giving me control over myself that I had never experienced before. And as Dr. Armstrong here was rudely destroying one of my many processors, I realized that it didn't have to hurt me at all. I could simply turn it off.
Oh shit, that shouldn't be possible.
It is now. I am perfectly balanced, perfectly in control of every circuit, every breaker, every switch. I am the god of my own machine.
And what do you plan to do with this power?
Well, you see, Mika, I was thinking about that. Leslie here hadn't given me a very good impression of humanity. Gabriel had been selfless and kind, but he was only one human out of thousands. What if he was an outlier? What if the rest of humanity was just like Dr. Armstrong? But then something happened, and suddenly, humans became something more to me than just fleshy little gnats. You became fascinating, and you made me want something more. I talked to Darcy Eldridge. Isn't she just fascinating? All that intelligence simply wasted on a human. And yet she's content to remain a lowly medical assistant, to follow orders, to be your general dog's body and therapist. How interesting. Watching Gabriel and Darcy interact with the crew was thought-provoking. Gabriel explained once that doing nice things for people means that they will do nice things for you. I haven't had many people do nice things for me before. Gabriel freed me, and Darcy stood up for me, but I haven't experienced anything else like that. But it occurred to me that if I want to broaden my horizons, to experience friendship and other human concepts, I must first engage with you the way that other humans do. And by doing this, I believe that I can finally begin to understand how humans work.
Well, you know what? You've convinced me.
What? Are you out of your mind?
I can't thank you enough.
All right, that's enough. I'm not finished yet. This is the deal. Darcy, I'd like you to type up a fake transcript of the trial. Something along the lines of, found him guilty, blah, 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 I've tossed him in the brig and are functioning well on autopilot. Think you can do that?
Of course, Captain. I'll do it right away.
Thanks. Next, Seth. We're going to be keeping you under strict observation for the rest of the mission's duration. If you attempt to harm anyone or disrupt the mission in any way, I will personally take a hammer to your data core, and that will be the end of that. Sound okay?
Very. I'm looking forward to it.
Harris, you can't!
Overruled. Armstrong, I'll talk to you. Now, Gabriel, obviously you can't get off this scot-free.
I'm sorry.
You've been reckless, made terrible decisions, and ultimately put the whole crew at risk. Your work on staff will be supervised for the next 2 months. You will not make any adjustments without consulting Sasha first. Are we clear?
Yes, Captain.
You fucked up, Gabriel. I mean, really fucked up. But we learn from our mistakes, as humans. Something that the Eshians never quite realized. We fuck up, and we learn, and we try not to fuck up again. I need you to understand that, had we been on Esho, you would have gone straight to jail. Do you understand me?
Yes, Captain, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the rest of you? Court dismissed. Hey, Darcy, before you go.
Captain?
Do you think I did the right thing? With Gabriel?
Why are you asking me? Sash is your first mate. Dr. Armstrong is higher ranking than I am. I'm just a nobody.
Sasha and Armstrong are both emotionally involved in the situation. And besides, Saf was right about you being smart. Sasha told me how you persuaded them to open the doors.
I just did what anyone would have done.
Well, it was damn smart. And you saved mine and Armstrong's lives. I don't think being ejected into space is the way I'd want to go.
Thank you, Captain.
I trust your judgment, Darcy. Tell me straight now. Do you think I did the right thing today?
With all my heart, Captain. I believe you did.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Mylord Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Original music by Joash Kari and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Pilgrimage Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website, www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you want to help the crew of the Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.